On the northeast corner of the terrazzo, not far from the Graduate War Memorial and the flagpole, you'll find a Republic F-105D Thunder Chief on display. The plane was created from 10 different aircraft that saw combat duty in Southeast Asia.
The United States Air Force Academy is an amazing place, steeped in long blue line history and brimming over with stories. I'm Steve Simon, class of 77, and I'm here to tell them. This is the Heritage Minute.
Much of the assembly work was done by the 2951st Combat Logistics Support Squadron at McClellan Air Force Base, California. While the aircraft is interesting enough in its own right, the story of its dedication is even more remarkable. On May 31, 1968, during the noon dedication on the terrazzo, four F-105s from McConnell Air Force Base, Kansas, performed a ceremonial flyby. The cadets, formed up on the terrazzo in front of Vandenberg Hall, could see the four-ship approaching from the south over Mitchell Hall. After the group flyover, the aircraft looped back around for solo flybys. The lead aircraft, flown by Lieutenant Colonel James Matthews, got going too fast and broke the sound barrier as it approached the cadet area. The next sound was glass shattering. Vandenberg and Mitchell Hall were extensively damaged, with more than 300 broken windows, a huge mess to clean up, and a $50,000 bill to pay. In addition, 15 people were injured. After being grounded, Colonel Matthews was eventually returned to flying status. After all, there was still a war going on.
Thank you for listening to the Heritage Minute podcast. If you enjoyed this story, we encourage you to subscribe, share it with your family and friends, and post it to your social channels. The podcast drops every week on Sunday. Subscribe to Heritage Minute on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Plus Alexa, and all your favorite podcast platforms. Search at Air Force Grads on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and more for show announcements and updates. And visit USAFA.org/Heritage Minute Podcast for past episodes and to listen to more Long Blue Line Podcast Network programming. I'm Steve Simon, class of 77, and this is the Heritage Minute.